Dear Ajahn Brahm, how does personal, etc., growth and development tally or fit in with being happy with what we have, our current situation? Personal growth and development causes so much suffering in this world. Number one, people think they're not good enough and you need to develop and change. Personal growth movement. Development. Who says you're not good enough? So in other words, we try to improve ourselves. Who says you're not good enough? People who do that, they feel that they're not valued. There's something wrong with them. And you know, that's people who don't develop as they're supposed to. They get isolated and excluded. Just talking with that people who have either physical deformities or disabilities or emotional, mental differences. I shouldn't call them disabilities, differences. And they get measured, stigmatized, and excluded. You're not like us. You are different. So grow out of it. Develop. And that causes so much suffering for human beings. I just was talking even today about Richard Branson, who couldn't do maths, he couldn't count. And he got sort of put back, you know, that someone who just couldn't do simple arithmetic. And now he can certainly count all his billions. So if you've got a kid who fails maths, he could be the next Richard Branson. But sometimes when people are different, think differently, do things differently, look different, you know, how often do they get bullied, stigmatized, excluded from our society? And that's all because we have to have personal growth. We have some idea we're supposed to live up to. Look, the other day, a couple of days ago, I took the opportunity to actually, you know, go and visit a sick monk, but at the same time go into the Department of Social Security here in Perth to get a Commonwealth Seniors card. I'm old enough now, I don't get a pension, but I thought it'd be great to have a seniors card, then I can flash it around and get some more respect. Well, I'm only joking. But it was very difficult. Because I had to prove who I was. And I haven't been able to do that in 43 years of being a monk. I could say, I'm just a process. I'm just five candles. But that didn't cut any ice with them. So instead, I had to get, they asked me, said, okay, you got your passport, that's good, but I need some other identity. Because see your bank card. I haven't got it. Marriage certificate. I haven't got a marriage certificate. Your rental agreement or your house purchase. I haven't got that either. Driving license, no. And there's so much stuff which I haven't got, which means it's so hard to identify you on the system. And they say, well, you know, what's your income? I said, zero. Can't be. You know, how do you live? I said, look at me, very well. So Buddhist monks don't fit in into our society. And so even like Buddhism itself, you know, for getting all tax deductibility or just recognition, they say, are you a religion? Because a religion is supposed to believe in a supernatural being. I say, no. But these days I say, yeah, we are a religion. For tax purposes anyway. So it's very different to actually to fit people in. And sometimes you don't need to fit in. Why should you fit in? You be yourself. Who says what you're supposed to grow? Who sets the standards where you're supposed to be? And sometimes that those standards, they kill people. You can't reach them. You go to a gym. Come on, work out, you're too fat. The last caretaker here, remember Dania? She went to a gym and worked out, and she broke her nose. They're very dangerous places, gyms. Many people have accidents there. True. So, what do you mean, growth and development? Can't you just be, instead of trying to achieve something? So that personal development movement, I think that is just saying that you're not good enough. So say, you're good enough, you don't need that. Oh, the joke. The person goes into the bookshop and asks for the self-help section. And the personal accountant said, if I told you, that would defeat the purpose. So they finally found a self-help book, and they open it, and it says, find out for yourself. In the first page of the book.